I wanted to get to this whole part about divorce and all, but I know it's going to take a little bit of time. All right, we have laid the foundation for marriage. We need to, at some point today, renounce the curse. We need to renounce the curse. We need to renounce trying, if you're a husband, you need to renounce. If you ever bought into the doctrine that you were supposed to rule over your wife. And women, we need to renounce if we ever bought into the doctrine that we were supposed to desire our husbands and make them meet all of our needs. The husband's like, wait a minute, I want my wife to desire me. No, what you want is for God to cause her to really want to be with you and to love you and to want to be one with you. The desire he's talking about there is to be used, to get needs met. It's a codependent thing. What you want is somebody who watches you come home and they've just spent time with God and they say, Lord, just thank you for that godly man just walked through that door. Lord, thank you that this is the one that you've brought into my life for me to cleave with. This is the one, Lord. This is the one you brought to me, God. This is the only person on the planet that you're really willing to share me with in a very intimate way. And you let her think about that for a little bit while she's cooking dinner or whatever. You don't have to want her to have some perverted desire for you and try to force you to meet a need to make her feel loved. Instead, she'll feel loved. We need to let God, we need to repent and renounce all the counterfeit. We need to put the Lord in the very forefront of every area of our life. And we need to quit comparing ourselves to the perversion on soap operas, don't watch them, romantic movies, what other people try to show you their marriage is like. And we need to say, God, make this marriage what you want it to be for your glory.